Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordana Green, thank you so much for spending some time with us this Black Friday. Hope you're having an enjoyable holiday weekend as we launch into the season of giving. Yes, of course, Black Friday is also the season of consuming, but this is considered the season of giving. We've had bills aimed here in Minnesota to end lunch shaming students, to try to wipe out student debt. The Philando Castile Fund was named to help wipe out student lunch debt in St. Paul, and it is actively working toward that. But one woman and her son in California have a vested interest in helping us get rid of school lunch debt and having all children be able to have a healthy lunch no matter of their circumstance every day here in Minnesota. You may have heard of Ryan Coyote. Ryan Coyote made a national news, in fact, last year when he used his money to pay off his school's lunch debt for his grade. Well, he and his mom are now on a nationwide campaign to make sure they can do that, or at least help do that for other students. Kylie Kirkpatrick is Ryan's mom, and she's joining me now from California. Kylie, thanks for the time today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So remind us, tell us Ryan's story again and how he got internet famous for his wonderful act of charity.
So back in May, there was a story on the news about a five-year-old from Indiana who was turned away from being able to have a hot food tray at school because of a negative lunch balance. And Ryan, at just 9 years old, saw that story on the news and came to me and said, is that going to happen to me? Is that going to happen to my friends? Oh. And I said, I don't know. I've never heard of that before. So we did some research locally here and found out, in fact, our district was in debt $25,000. His school was in debt $800, and the two third grade classes was around $80. So I took that information to Ryan and said, what would you like to do? And he said, can I use my savings, the money I've been saving up, to pay for my friends? And I said, sure. So we brought the money down to the school district office. He paid it, and that was kind of it for him. It wasn't something that he wanted to brag about. It was just something he wanted to do naturally. So I sent a little email to the local paper in Napa and said, maybe we should do a story about this. Maybe this needs to have more publicity so we can help more people. Then the story went live, and 2 hours later, ABC was at our house, and the next day, it was viral, and now here we are.
But what an amazing thing to be viral about. I mean, his beautiful act of kindness now has gotten, of course, international attention, probably, and the two of you are really on a mission. Now, tell us what this has prompted you to do in California, and now even reaching out to Minnesota, because, in fact, this story is happening, folks, because Kylie reached out to me on Twitter and said, hey, Jor, you know, we're trying to do this in Minnesota, wipe out student lunch debt. Can you help us? And I said, I have a radio show. I will help in whatever way that I can by talking about this. So describe what you've done in California and what you'd like to do in Minnesota.
Okay, so in California, we realized that raising money, crowdsourcing to pay off the lunch debt balances is a valiant act in itself, but it's a temporary solution. Mm-hmm. So we decided to look into the legislative side of this and get in touch with our local representatives here in the San Francisco Bay Area. By doing that, we got in contact with Senator Hertzberg from Los Angeles, who presented a bill a few years ago called Senate Bill 260. That is something close to what was passed recently by Governor Newsom, but it didn't have all of the qualities we wanted, which was all children get the same choice of food. Children won't know about any kind of debt. They just go to school and do what kids do at school. So when we met with Governor Newsom on August 1st of this year, it was like I wasn't there. It was like Ryan and Gavin were longtime friends, and they were talking about football. They were talking about lunch debt. And Governor Newsom said, if you get me that bill, if you can get it through the Senate and the House, I will sign it. And that's exactly what he did. So now California is one of a handful of states that has very strict lunch debt policies, that children aren't treated differently because of their socioeconomic background, whatever that may be.
And they get a hot lunch no matter what.
Absolutely. And their choice. Mm-hmm. So not an alternative food.
Not a cheese sandwich.
Right.
So. I get it. I hear you. I totally hear you. So then you are trying to help out in Minnesota. There is Senate File 411, which it's made its way through the House. It was sponsored by Senator Susan Kent. And by the way, we asked Susan to come on today. I know she's super busy, but hopefully we'll get to talk to her in the coming days. So tell us about Senate File 411.
Okay, so Senate File 411, I had a conversation with Senator Kent the other day, and she's amazing, and she has the same goals that we do. She wrote this bill, it went through her House, but because of the bipartisan nature of Minnesota, the Republican-controlled side put a stop to it, and it didn't go any further than that.
So why? Explain that to me. No, I mean, I can't imagine the Republicans in our state do not want kids to eat a hot school lunch.
So I did email Senator Nelson from the Republican side, and I got back the response that they're satisfied with where legislation is right now in Minnesota. And, of course, we're not. The people that we just had dinner last night with people from Minnesota, they're not satisfied with it. So we want to present something similar to California that's rigid and strict and is child-friendly, focused on the student. And that's what Senator Kent is trying to do. So we're going to come to you guys probably in February and speak in front of everybody, all of the representatives in Minnesota, and Ryan's going to tell his story.
Now, we reached out to Senator Carla Nelson as well. She did not, David, did she respond to us at all?
No, we didn't respond, but again,
it's the holiday, so we
hope they do soon.
We hope she responds soon because if she didn't want to move it forward. So that's fine. So explain to me then, we all want the kids to have a hot lunch. We all want no shaming, nothing like that. But if people are not paying their school lunch bill, who is paying for it?
So it depends on the district. It depends on the state. In California, the districts are autonomous to what the state is doing. For example, in Napa Valley Unified School District, the balance rolls over. So it gets absorbed during the summer, and all families start back over at zero. Some counties don't do that. They accrue it, and it goes negative, and kids maybe don't go to prom. They don't get their yearbook. Mm-hmm. They don't get promoted onto the next grade. They get withheld from field trips. This is what we don't want to happen. We don't want the student punished because of a financial situation that may or not be the responsibility of the parent. So we're trying to push that at the federal level. And a good thing that Congresswoman Omar is from Minnesota, and she has a bill at the federal level that she used Ryan's story to present a few months ago. So we're really excited about that, too.
Is that the bill that legal advocates are trying to push through, that students cannot be denied a diploma over lunch debt?
That is part of it. Okay. She has the No Shaming in School Act that was presented, I think, 2 weeks after Ryan's story went viral, and she used Ryan. And the gentleman and the mom that you had mentioned earlier from Minnesota as the kind of motivation behind the bill. Mm-hmm. So if we can get that passed at the federal level, then we have all the states in compliance. Next, we need to work on the universal lunches where the lunches are free across the board.
Right. And again, the question becomes, and I know you don't know the answer to this, and we're going to have to work it out here in Minnesota. Well, if they're free across the board, then who pays for it? How does this go? Where did the taxpayer, you know, where does the money come from? It's obviously going to come from taxpayers, but, you know, what pot does it come from? And I don't know if you're familiar with the story of Valerie Castile. Valerie Castile is the mother of police shooting victim Philando Castile.
And absolutely.
In my lead, and I was talking about Philando Castile because he was a food service worker in St. Paul schools, in an elementary school, cafeteria supervisor. And Valerie Castile recently paid $8,000 in honor of her son. So seniors at Robbinsdale Cooper High School in New Hope could graduate without debt generated. And it was in the national headlines, but so they didn't have to have school lunch debt after they had graduated. You know, they weren't going to get a bill from the district that said, hey, you got to pay for that cheese sandwich that we gave you in high school. So, I mean, I'm personally very grateful for Valerie Castile for her doing that locally. So, Kylie, what needs to happen now? What can people like me, just a regular person with three kids in school, how can I help? What can I do to move this forward?
Vote for people who want this to pass. So what we're doing right now is hooking up with athletes, celebrities, different people in the media like you who can push this story. We just had amazing Richard Sherman out here from the San Francisco 49ers. He's all over the news today.
He paid
$27,000, worth of school lunch debt in both Washington State and California. So we're on board with him. We have contacts with him and other celebrities who have talked about the story, like Kim Kardashian West, Ellen DeGeneres, Hillary Clinton. So if we get everybody on board, I think they're going to have a hard time saying no. I
hope
so. Go through.
I mean, eventually this comes down to the taxpayers. It's, you know, like school referendums, whether or not the taxpayers want to pay for it, because we can't always count on the Richard Shermans of the world.
Right.
I mean, I wish we could. I wish we had unlimited funds and we could say, well, the athletes will pay it off or the Vikings will pay the school lunch debt, but they probably won't. And I hope the Philando Castile Fund goes on forever, but at some point it might not go on forever. So this is really going to be up to the taxpayers, right?
Right. And we're all in this together, right? Mm-hmm. And the kids shouldn't have to worry about this. We've had stories come to us from all over the world, people who have been traumatized from their childhood who are now adults voting on this. We had a journalist from Sacramento just contact us to do a story that he remembers very clearly being shamed in school for not having any money for lunch. So we're helping people from adults now from when they were children before, so this doesn't go on anymore. And whatever we can do to help, whether it's in California, Minnesota, New Jersey, anywhere else this is happening, we're in for it for the long haul.
You know what? Good for you. I'm so glad you reached out to me. I'm glad we're connected. I will do anything in my power to make sure that kids are eating and that they are not being shamed and they are being able to graduate without this hold over them. Even if their parents are delinquent and either can't pay or don't pay, it shouldn't be the student's fault.
Well, I would ask that for everybody that's listening during the holidays, if you do something, donate to a nonprofit, reach out to your local school. Reach out to the local school district's business office and see if there's anything that you can do to help. Maybe donate towards a fund. A little bit goes a long way, and we are grateful for everybody's support. So thank you so much.
Kylie Kirkpatrick, Ryan's mom, we look forward to your visit in February. I hope to meet the both of you when you're here.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kylie. This is so tough because, yes, I mean, it's really not tough. You kids should eat school lunch and they should be given school lunch and they should be allowed to have a hot meal and they should not be shamed about it in any way, shape or form. Their diplomas should not be held up. And I know I see you texting in that you want parents to pay for their lunch. And so do I. But either sometimes the parents can't or sometimes they won't. Because sometimes there are non-connected parents out there or parents in a circumstance where they can't pay. And if we want to raise healthy kids that are not ashamed, that don't feel bad, that don't have guilt and are getting the nutrition that they need, it is going to be all of our responsibility at some point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.